Doris Michael always shares with me her copy of the entertaining and interesting magazine, Reminisce Extra. In the recent March issue, editor Bettina Miller wrote about her happy carefree days of being sick. Happy memories of being sick, as in illness? Well, she says now, as an adult, she doesn't dwell on the aches and the pains of childhood ailments. Instead, she says, she chooses to revisit the bright side, those things that made her feel so much better. And then some 100 readers of the magazine shared what comforted them when they were young and ill and recovering at home, and that brought back my own memories. I could count on my mother making hot tea and toast for me as I lay in bed with the cool washcloth on my forehead. You know, I don't remember ever having tea except as a hot liquid treatment for almost every illness. I looked forward to Mom getting out of the cabinet that well-worn square orange tin with tea leaves. No tea bags then. Sometimes a little 7-Up soothed an upset stomach, or a poached egg on toast. The real treat of being sick at home was when Mother made baked custard. If I wasn't too ill, she would put a little chocolate or maybe maple syrup on top, and I could pile up my pillows and lay on the couch in our front room with a tray on my lap and listen to my favorite radio program on WMAQ and WLS, listening on our Philco Cathedral-style radio, pampering at its best. But my most remembered youthful illness was in November 1949. We had just gotten our first TV set, and it just happened to feel a bit ill the day it was delivered, and I stayed home from school. I took up my position on the couch to watch TV for the first time at home. That was the day when our then 71-year-old Vice President Alvin Barkley was married, and the wedding ceremony in Paducah, Kentucky, I think, was the only program broadcast on 3 television networks as well as WGN-TV. It took several hours. Finally, later that afternoon, the cartoons I was hoping to see did come into fuzzy focus. I don't remember if I had tea or 7-Up or even baked custard that day, but I have never forgotten watching 3 hours of a boring wedding ceremony on a fuzzy, snow-filled black-and-white TV set, talking of many things. I'm Ed Hasnerl.